Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. Dawn is, we can't get enough of her. She is such a smart person, doing such good work out there, helping small business owners do a better job of managing the financial part of their business. She's the author of Accounting for the Numberphobic. I think this has been published in 129 languages around the galaxy, something like that. Founder of her website is HiddenProfitProfit.com, and she is associate professor of business at King's College, and she's our good friend, Dawn Fotopoulos. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. There are actually two updates. It's the Hidden Profit Academy.
Academy.
And all right, also, the Hidden Profit Academy. No, that's cool, because it used to be Hidden Profit. Hidden Profit Academy is who we are, and that's where you'll find me. And I'm also now full professor. Thank you so much.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's a big
much.
Deal. That's a big deal for and folks, as you've heard me say before, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for you. I knew about the Academy. I guess I didn't until just now realize that you were changing your website. So one of the things I know you're working on right now are you're working with a bunch of family owned businesses, some groups that have all family owned businesses. And I know that's on your mind right now. And one of the things that I pointed out earlier when I told the audience you were coming here and what you were going to talk about, to me, even if your business doesn't have a family member employed in the company, if you have a business and you have a family, you have a family-owned business, because those people have to support
you.
And so I think all small businesses are family businesses.
Pardon me?
I think all small businesses are family businesses.
Well, they are. They really are, because your business and your personal life are the same. Yeah. I mean, you know, your business affects every single part of your life. You can't separate the two.
I always say that our business and our life, we have a very fine seam between the two, and it's hard to see the difference.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So here's the great news. If the business is flourishing, your personal life is flourishing. If the business is struggling, every part of your life is struggling.
That's right.
And more than three-quarters of small businesses are frankly struggling. They don't have enough cash to pay the bills. They don't even have 2 weeks of cash on hand. But here's an interesting statistic, Jim, that most people don't know. There's about $4 trillion. If you add up all the revenues of the front end of the baby boomers who are in their mid-70s to late 70s, that own small businesses and that have owned them, the ones that survive, right? That's not a large percentage of those who start out, but those who survive, who've been running businesses for the last 30, maybe even 40 years, $4 trillion is represented by these front end of the baby boomers who either are going to be getting sick fairly soon or wanting to retire. And none of them have thought about what does the off-ramp look like, because the business is such an important part of their identity. I hear things like, I'm going to die in the saddle. Oh, I'm going to run this business.
I'm going to go out feet first.
And I'm like horrified at these responses.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for a small business owner to, as you said, our business is our identity. It's hard for us to imagine what things would be like in that other universe on the other side of that. And I have to say this, I really believe this to be true. It's doubly hard for men. It's harder for men than it is for women, I think. My experience, and it's a lot of experience, it's exceptionally hard for men to go out, to not go out feet first, to go out head first.
Well, here's the thing, Jim, okay? The transition, so let's talk family businesses for a second, okay? I had a, and you've seen this a million times, so have I. The father and the mother, they sacrifice whatever.
Yep.
Barney's in New York is a perfect example of this. Sacrifice the grandfather. They got the business off the ground. They built the brand. It's become a huge business, very successful. They give it to the kids or they bequeath it to the kids. There's no real training. There's no real testing if things are going to be going right. We have the right people in the right roles. Forget about whether they have the right DNA, okay? Because whether somebody has the right DNA doesn't necessarily mean they're the right people to run the business in the long term. And when it comes to Barney's, Fortunoff, we could talk big names that have been around a long time. The kids and the grandkids took over the business and they drove it into the ground within 24 months.
It happens. There are a lot of statistics on this that she's talking about. We're going to talk about those and some other family business issues after the break with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.